everyone. My name is Emily Escorcia. I'm your host, and you guys are tuned in to Talk About It. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning back in. I know that January has kind of thrown us for a loop. Some of us are absolutely killing it out there, and some of us are kind of still recovering from 2020. And if you're struggling out there, I wanted today's episode to not only be a little bit of a mental break, but also remind you that you have full capacity within yourself to give yourself that avenue for not only creativity, but also relaxation or fulfillment. And that's art. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about art in general, how the artist is dealing in the pandemic, how I admire some of the art that's come out because of the struggles that we've had to deal with recently, and also how we can tap into that inner artist in general on a daily basis, on a regular basis, or even just when you're stressed out and need to escape within your four walls. It's also kind of a love letter from me to all the artists out there that are either struggling or doing their very best to make great out of a really terrible situation, especially some of the younger artists that I've seen. Today's episode was actually inspired by Lucy Andreas. She is the little sister of one of my best friends. She recently put out a video on YouTube just speaking about her vulnerability as an artist. She's a ballerina. And I just wanted to give her not only a little shout out, but remind you guys that really beauty is born out of your vulnerability and out of your creativity. Some of you are creative in some of the most amazing ways and don't even know it. Don't even consider yourself artists. And I want you to remind yourself that it is an art and take a breather, because life is stressful enough. We got to remind ourselves of how to unwind. So first of all, let's unshrug your shoulders, take a deep breath. Get out of your own head for just a split second and picture in your head what you were like as a kid. Go back to that time when you had very little restrictions about how you wanted to express yourself, whether it was crayons on paper because mom needed you to shut up for 20 minutes, or you were actively playful all the time and you were constantly doing activities to keep your mind excited and entertained. Did you use Legos? Did you play sports? Were you really into having tea parties with your friends? What was your child expression of choice? How did you release those balled up feelings of energy and emotion and I'm still kind of figuring out the world? What did you do as a kid to wander off and play in your own universe? Now, I want you to think about how you're applying that type of mentality in your daily life now as an adult. There should be something that you can always drift off into that will release your mind from the daily chaos. And we all have it, you know, work, school, family. Stress, just in general. And whether you are an artist and you've found a way to make payment out of it, or you are someone who works a 9-to-5 and stares at spreadsheets all day and you need to find some sort of creative outlet for it, that is art. All of it. If you're using something as a tool for expression of what you're feeling, what you want to tell other people, show love to other people, or show love for yourself even, I would consider it an art. And lately, in the times of the pandemic especially, I've seen a lot of artists obviously struggle to make ends meet because it's hard enough for all of us right now, and even people with stable jobs who, you know, they're kind of worried, are my customers going to stay? Are my clients still going to be calling me? Those things do worry all of us. But when you're an artist and you rely on either commission work or value in the eyes of another person for your work, that's often difficult. And yet I've seen this resurgence of not only admiration and appreciation for art from the normal people, I would say, but also I would argue that these artists, like so many that have inspired this episode today, are out there figuring it out. I've seen people who never once touched a computer figuring out Photoshop just to make sure that they can, you know, put their art on the internet. I have digital marketing friends that are learning new skills because they needed an expression to differentiate work and art. I've seen people who have never picked up a paintbrush in their life coming out with these magnificent pieces just from their own creative mind and outlet by picking up a few colors. The biggest thing to remember is there's no one right way to make art. And there's no one specific medium that's better than the other. There is one specific for each individual person, but I can't tell you that. You have to go out there and find it yourself. However, it takes actually trying to find it. And what that exercise in the beginning about going back to your inner child, what that does is reminds you of what you are like at your core when you have little responsibility and just want to have some fun. Every single one of my artist friends, and myself included, they take their art very seriously and they take it to heart. But the reason we do is because we put so much love and bits of ourselves into our creative outlet. And oftentimes that can be painful because people tell you that your art sucks or they don't like it, and you can take it to heart or you can learn from it and take it as constructive criticism. But when you're a quote-unquote normal person and you're not figuring exactly what your art is yet, and you're in that journey of figuring out how to express yourself, it's totally normal to test out a bunch of different art mediums and hate all of them. That's why I try and tell you to go to your individual younger self, because it could be completely different from what I picture as art in my head. And that's why it's so powerful. That's why these artists that you see, they have an entire story behind their painting, their drawing, their speech, their poem, because it's more than just what you see as an individual. There is a message that is being sent to you as the observer, but there's also a message that we've left in there for ourselves as artists. And that's either a secret for you to find, or it may be blatant and super expressive. For example, some of the social injustice and racial injustice art that I've seen out there is very in your face and telling you exactly how they feel about the problem. And it's frankly very beautiful because it's most of the time coming from people who felt, I've never found a way to say the thing that I needed to say. And I found paint, or I found Photoshop, or I found, I don't know, drawing chalk on the sidewalk. That was my outlet. And for everyone, it's different. That's what makes art so beautiful. Now, for all my listeners out there that are listening to this entire 10-minute ramble about art, and you are clueless, you've never felt this way, you've never felt that expression towards art, from art, maybe you need to take a different type of view. Maybe sit down and speak to another artist. Maybe even follow an artist's process. And again, find the medium that works for you, because you never know if you're going to be particularly enthralled or mesmerized by a tattoo artist or a graffiti artist or even a poet. Or, for example, Amanda Gorman. We saw her speak at the inauguration, and whether you are right or left, you cannot deny that that girl is very powerful in the way that she uses her words. And some people argue that poetry as an art is very powerful, but I would argue that art in every respect is very powerful. Having interpersonal communication on a regular basis with strangers is also an art, because let's be real, a lot of people are not okay with doing this to random people that they've never spoken to ever. Having in-depth conversations about really different topics, that is an art. The same goes for film developers, for example, Star Wars. Those people are artists in every sense of the world and the nerdiest types. But definitely you can find art all around you, and you can find not only inspiration, but avenues for you to express it yourself. The pandemic has been extremely limiting in some senses, but extremely liberating in others. We've had more time to ourselves and to our livelihoods than we've ever had before in the lives of corporate Americans, right? People who work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, a lot of them, their commutes are getting smaller because they're working from home some days out of the week, or, you know, if you're like me, you're working from home indefinitely. Whatever the case might be, you have open liberties to test what you can and cannot do as a person. And creatively, there's really no limit. You can use any medium, any item that you can find in your house. And if it sticks together with glue and some elbow grease, you're good. It's art. And it's most of the time fun. Random projects, like I've made a domino table. It was wonky. It was not great, but it served its purpose when we lived in our first little apartment together, and it did what it did, but it was fun, and it was an outlet for me on the weekends to come home and just not think about anything, not glue myself to a screen, and paint wood for a few hours a day. It was really not that difficult, not that expensive. And if you're lucky enough to find supplies in your home or at your job that are free to you, more power to you. However, your creativity, that's also free. The device that you're listening on, again, I always touch the smartphone on these episodes because it's just, there's no excuse. Like, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you have notes, you have apps, you have all these different things that you can take 30 seconds out of your day, 5 minutes out of your day to kind of escape, give yourself that break that a lot of us need throughout the day, throughout the week. It's not just a one-time thing. Stress is accumulating in our lives regularly. Your creativity also accumulates, and that kind of feels like you have a dark cloud. If you feel like you're living like a little hamster on a wheel, just doing the same routine every single day with no expressive outlet whatsoever, that does get very mind-numbing, soul-numbing. And that's where art comes into play. And that's why I urge you to find it in your daily life and your routine, even throughout your routine, so that it doesn't feel so far removed and it also doesn't feel so difficult to attain. Like, the idea of painting the Sistine Chapel is obviously completely unattainable. But the idea of painting on a canvas from 5 below, you know, totally attainable. And it doesn't even have to be good. It doesn't. That's a lot of people get hindered by the idea that, like, oh, I'm not good. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to paint. I don't know how to do a lot of things, and I still try. I didn't know how to record my own voice and make a podcast, but here I am. I mean, I may not be the top charting podcast yet or anything like that, but it's fun. And it's just another avenue for me to get my own energy out there. And why not try it for yourself? Maybe not this. Maybe you tweak your social media. Maybe you write in a journal every day. Maybe you go to a random thrift store or a novelty store and you find a book of activities. Those are actually quite fun. I love them. And it's just different things like that that can give you that outlet to feel like, okay, I didn't think about work stress for 5 minutes straight. That was awesome. And I didn't think about the baby screaming for 20 minutes straight, and that was so relieving to me. That's really what art is to corporate people. But art to artists, and this is where we're gonna kind of flip the switch, is like a relationship. It is a constant back and forth. It's a give and take. The more you practice, the better you get. And also, the more love you get into your work, the better the work comes out. I know that every single artist that's listening to this can nod their heads and say, whenever you half-ass that project, somebody might have liked it, but you sure as hell didn't. You looked at it and you were like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. Not for your own criticism, but because you know you can do better. And it's because if you don't put your heart, your soul, your effort into it, it just doesn't come out the same. And that's also why when you use it as a hobby and you use it as an outlet for your frustrations, it comes out better. And you're kind of proud of it, really. Ballerina Lucy mentioned that one of her frustrations was not being able to be on the stage anymore because of COVID. And that's a really valid point, because when you're a dancer, I was not at her level, but when I was a dancer, I know that you feed off of the crowd. You really do. And the same with most musicians or even comedians. The stand-up routine depends on how the crowd is taking it. But I can totally understand the scared feeling of where is my job going from here? Because it's obviously not safe. You know, as artists, you do still care about your consumers, your clients, your fans, if you want to call them that. And it is stressful that we are in a global pandemic, and worse still that our nation is yet to have it under control. But when we live in such a diverse community that includes the freedom of making a living off of your art, you run into the vulnerability of, you know, hoping that everything's going well in order for your business to go well. And that's kind of the case for most business owners, I would say, with economic struggles. But when it's not economic, even when it's the money's out there, it's just, I can't perform. How do I do it? I've seen these crazy adaptations where, you know, you open a new gallery space just for small exhibits and you do like timed visits or online stream of orchestras. And Lucy says it in her show, it's not the same, and it's not, but it's a way to get out there. And it's also a way to get a lot more people to see it that have never seen it before. For example, if you have a friend who is international and you have a shared hobby or something that you both love very passionately that is an art form that is being streamed online, not only can you have like a viewing party together and kind of have something to talk about, but maybe they've never had access to that type of show because they only tour in America or something very limiting like that, that it could be financial reasons why that artist is unable to tour. But the internet does bring us a lot closer together in ways that we wouldn't think. And if more ballerinas and artists and musicians are listening to this, put your talent online, please. A lot of us are out there begging for genuinely talented people to put their art out there, because this generic template of different artists that some people have come out with, it's very frustrating. And it's also very disheartening to hear some lyrics that go popular and it's basically nothing. But then when you hear these beautiful songs or you see these beautiful paintings or artworks that get no recognition at all. And that's exactly why it gets frustrating to put art out there. But if you continue to believe in it and you are genuinely talented at it, keep practicing, keep getting better, because there is someone out there who is going to be genuinely attracted to your artwork. And you never know who they're going to be. I've had some friends that have put out some crazy art. I mean, I can drop names all day, but like I have quite a few friends that are sketch artists who now turn tattoo artists. And then I have a friend who was a writer turned sculptor. And then another friend who opened her own business for interior design. And another friend who paints, she just started painting from like one random assignment, and she just kept going from there. And now she is selling her artwork for like $800 a canvas. It's insane. And it's all just a matter of believing yourself, practice, put your heart and soul into your work, and put yourself out there. Somebody out there is going to really appreciate the message that you have to share. There's also this very interesting dynamic that I've seen come out of digital creators recently, which I think is brilliant. And you're making business plans or business strategies out of art, and vice versa. You treat business plans like you would treat your art, and you dive in head deep passionately about something specific. You are not diving deep into these general expectations of, oh, I'm going to be popular. No, you are focused, driven, and if you're looking to monetize, you need to come up with a plan, a structured plan as to not only how you're going to get yourself out there, but how you're going to monetize on that talent. Now, it's totally understandable if you're making art just to make art. And a lot of artists out there will say, I don't want to monetize my art because then I will lose the passion for it. And I understand that. However, come to terms with the reality that you have bills to pay, my friend. And I want what's best for you in the long run. The ability to retire at an early age or continue to make your art with the investments of others, possibly even just paying for your supplies, that would be a huge benefit, even as a nonprofit creator. Even if you're just handing out canvases to orphanages. If you want to be that person, that's wonderful. But getting donations so that you can continue doing it is also very beneficial. Don't be afraid to try different mediums or some sort of cross training in regards to digital content or putting your physical content into digital form, because it's the age of the internet, man. And you just got to get ahead of it if you want to put your art out there and you want to be, you know, either seen, respected, valued, or even just shared. And even if you put it out for $5, somebody's going to value that $5. If you put it out for $500 and you believe it's worth $500, I can guarantee somebody out there is going to value it at $500 also. But you got to go find them. They're not going to find you. They're not. They might want to, but they don't know how. So you got to make it easy for them to find you. That's your next step. The same goes for larger groups, either bands, orchestras, or stand-up shows that are like an ensemble. Make YouTube content, do online streams, put your stuff on social media. If you've never touched social media, look it up on YouTube. How to start a Facebook. I can guarantee it's on there. And just stop limiting yourself. Stop telling yourself that, oh, because I'm not talented, I can't make it. Yes, you can. Oh, because I only have 30 minutes to myself, I can't color. Yes, you can. Oh, because I've only been doing this for 1 year, I can't sell it and make a profit. Yes, the fuck you can. Stop limiting your mentality into thinking that your art is not good enough. Stop limiting your mentality to thinking that you can't profit off of your talents. And stop assuming that you don't have the same 24 hours as everybody else in the world who can contribute a portion of themselves and also give it back to yourself. That art is not just for others. It is also a breath of fresh air for yourself. Give yourself that moment to come back to your inner child, your inner artist. And artists, if you're going to be recreating these experiences online, think of the consumer being in the room with you. You need to have them feel like they're in the room with you and that you've experienced a piece of your art. And that's the goal, really, with trying to blend online content and, you know, living in this pandemic nightmare. But we can do it. You can do it. I mean, if, you know, someone that has never used YouTube, like Lucy, and having this extensive talent and knowledge and hearing that and being inspired in any way, even if it's just for a podcast, it's impactful. A few handfuls of people who listen to my podcast and they might share it too. I hope if anything, you take away the lessons that I'm sharing with you in regards to either being an artist, and never having experienced it if you're not someone in the artistic field, or coming back to your own inner artist if you are that type of person. I know that the world looks bleak, and I've said this before, but you need to focus on the things that you can control. And sometimes if your art is the only thing you can control, please put it out there. Talk to me through your medium and share it. Somebody out there really wants to see it. Me and maybe somebody else, somebody who might buy it. So you never know, guys, but you have a lot of homework. I need all of my corporate America people to find time to nurture your inner child and inner artist. And I want all of my artists to stop doubting themselves and their capabilities. I want to see your art. I want to see you share it. And if you already have art that you're producing, please drop it in a comment on my post from this week. And I'll talk to you guys real soon. Love you guys. Peace out.